哎，那个主任，你看那，如果在王家口里卖水，那些偷客，看你是不是打算？
Yo, what up? All the way live from 919, it's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people from NappyAfro.com.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 373. I'm your boy, your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Tom Shady, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last a.k.a. the newest a.k.a. Fat Mahomes. I now am joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe on the Frocast on whichever podcast reader you use. We don't like 20 of them, so just leave us a nice little rating, a nice little comment. I'm sure somebody appreciate it. I'm trying to get some sponsors, so if we get them up, maybe somebody will fuck with us. Or you can join our Patreon and support all things Nappy Afro for as little as a dollar by joining our Patreon and get shouted out like my dog Jay Williams, the Patreon super supporter. So shout out to Jay Williams. And then you can always call the voicemail. Leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. And leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show like you heard in the beginning. And the easiest way you can support the site is by resharing it, reblogging, retweeting. When you see the Frocast, just put it on your story on Instagram or retweet it on Twitter or put it on your Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That'll help out too. So those are all the ways you can support Nappy Afro. Or just keep listening. You ain't got to say shit. Just keep listening and we keep plugging out these motherfucking shows. But how was your week, Queen Germ?
It's been pretty good.
Okay.
You know, the shenanigans always happens. It's homecoming on the hill, so...
Hey!
Most niggas ain't doing no real...
O-M-E-C. O-M-I-N-G. It's homecoming, y'all. Yeah, so it's homecoming season. It's October. It's homecoming season. So, that's all you got going on?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I guess so.
So, you don't want to tell everybody that you cut your hair? Since the last show?
Because that's going to be somebody that's winning.
Oh, okay.
Winners,
I don't want to give it away, okay. So we keep it moving on. As far as my week, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the Coach Durham update. I know last week I was talking real spicy about the football game. Well, the football game happened last night. And I had good spirits going into the game. But when I got to the field, my spirits got dashed. Because, A, my coaches were late to the game, so I had to do all the pregame stuff by myself, which is filling out the rosters, getting ice, getting the players ready. Just I had to do everything by myself, so that threw me off. Half my team wasn't there. My quarterback wasn't dressed, so I was just like, yeah, we're going to lose today. I knew we was going to lose before the game started because nothing was going right. Nothing was going right, and when the game started, it just went wrong from there. Me and the referee got into it because I was right, the referee was wrong. And once he found out that I was right, he took it out on my boys. And then third quarter, that's when it just boiled over into that nigga pot of gumbo was just bubbling, and me and the ref got into it, and he threw me out the fucking game. I fucking got tossed from the game last night, and in the process, I'm suspended for the next game. So not only did I get tossed from last game, but I'm suspended the next game. All because of the referee couldn't get it out of his feelings. Like, I was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's going to be bad calls every game, but the way this ref was going on about it, like, he really took it personal. So, you know.
You took it personal, too?
I mean, I did take it personal. I mean, you know, I said what I said. He did what he did. And now I got to suffer the consequences of my actions. And, you know, I mean, it was a lesson learned. I was telling my boys about it. You know, today they was kind of upset. They were just like, hey, coach, you not coaching next game? I was like, nah. So, you know, I want y'all to win it for me. You know what I'm saying? And they were just like, I was like, who going to hold me down? You know what I'm saying? Most of them, I mean, all of them raising hands except for one kid. Now.
So that kid need to get.
Now, this kid today, cut. He comes to practice with no mouthpiece, so he can't practice. And he didn't come to the game yesterday. I said, where were you? He shrugged his shoulders and said, he don't know. So you don't know where you was yesterday during the game. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Well, you know you finna be on the bench.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one of my returning players. Like, this, I can see if you was a new kid, but you a returning player, and you act like you a first year. And so, but you want to hear the score of the game? The score was 42-0. My worst loss in my, I'm going to say it's the worst loss ever, because I don't count them that first season when I ain't had nobody, when they blew us out like 50-something, 52-0. I ain't counting that one because I ain't had no talent. Yesterday, my kids just got caught up in the bright lights, and they were just they were like a deer in headlights yesterday. They had stage fright, cause I've never seen, like, and, you know, I talked to him today at practice, you know, and then, you know, hopefully,
did you address any of these parents?
I didn't address the parents, cause all, I mean, everybody that was there, like, I had a lot of people miss practice today, you know what I'm saying? But I had at least about I say maybe 20 kids there. You know what I'm saying? So we had 10 kids not at practice, maybe 10. It might have been less than that, but I know I at least had 20.
It was enough of them.
Yeah, because we ran 11, 10. So, yeah, it was at least about 21. It might have been 20. Yeah, it was about 20 because we went 10 on 10 on when we were scrimmage. So, yeah, it was about 20 kids there. So, yeah, so the TBGs, we started out the 2019 season just like we started out the 2018 season with a loss. But this loss hurt a little more because who it was to and how bad it was and how bad we looked. And I just hope that we can get out this hole. You know what I'm saying? We 0-1. Like I told the kids today, it's two teams got to play for the championship. One team can't play for the championship by themselves. So if we want to be that other, one of them teams, we just got to win out, and we start by winning by 1 week at a time. We can't look at the season as a whole. We got to take a game-by-game basis. And so this week, we getting ready for Country Club, and that's the team we got to knock out first. And then we got to move down the list and knock out the rest of the teams. But, you know, it was kind of embarrassing last night. I was real disappointed in my coaches. I wasn't really disappointed with the kids. I was just kind of frustrated because I'm like, y'all know what y'all supposed to do. Like, why did y'all get out there? It was like Men in Black. That light flashed in their face, and
they forgot everything.
They forgot every fucking thing. We lined up for, I had to burn a timeout on a punt last night because I was telling them to get on the line. They looked at me like,
what
language are you speaking? What do you mean, get on the line? And they just looked at me, and I was like, get on the line, get on the line. And they just looking like. So I had to burn a timeout on a punt. A punt. Really? I should have just took the 5-yard penalty. But, yeah, so we got shut out. We got an ass kicked. Oh, man. It was horrible last night, but, you know, I'm over it. You know, I put it behind me.
I don't know if you're over it. But
I think I'm over it. I mean, you know, I went to practice today. I feel a little good. I mean, it's really going to hurt Tuesday when I got to sit out.
So what you going to do? You going to be sitting on the sidelines?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the sideline yelling my fucking head off. But see, this is going to be good for my coaches because that means that y'all motherfucking ass got to be there on time because I can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't there on time, shit is fucked up. You know what
I'm
saying?
So then y'all just finna give away a game.
Go give away a game. So we can't do that. So that's the Coach Durham update, man. I'm in better spirits than I was last night. Like last night.
You was mad.
I was super upset because I was just like, you know, I felt like I was the only one that was prepared last night. And it me being the only one prepared, them not being there messed up my preparation. So now I look like I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
Cause it was just like, you know, when you play calling, you gotta be in your zone. And once I had to do all that other shit, that took me out of my I wasn't in my mode to call no plays. I ain't get to listen to my clear my head song before the game because it was just like I had so many people coming at me asking me to do things. And I'm just like, where is my motherfucking coaches at, man? And so, you know, that was the big problem last night. But we will be better. We will be like because.
Well, while you were losing, your mm-hmm. son was winning.
Hey, so, man. Hey.
You know, if anything, that should be a consolation. They won 28-0.
Yes. Shout out to the Rickards, JV Raiders. You know, they got one more game left, and they can finish out the season with only
7-1.
Yeah. You know, that one loss was sketchy, but it is what it is.
It was quite sketchy.
Real sketchy.
But another consolation is that they got their ass whooped last night.
Oh, they did.
They did. Lincoln went up there and whooped that ass in Wakulla. So, yeah. So, payback is for real.
But, you know, that was probably a battle of the you know, wow.
Yeah, so, they lost last night, though.
So, shout out to the kids, man. Let's go ahead and get this, this outline before we be up here all night. First, we want to start off with the sentencing of Amber Geiger, the police officer in Dallas that shot Botham John in his own apartment while he was eating ice cream. And her excuse was she thought she was in her own apartment. Well, they found her guilty yesterday, and they sentenced her today to 10 years. Now, I know a lot of people are upset because she only got 10, and I want to tell them, hey, at least she got 10.
Exactly, because a lot of people ain't get shit.
A lot of them been walking. They did clear evidence and everything. And once they started saying some castle law or something like that, I really thought she was going to get off because it was like, yo, you can use your stand your ground law in your house. But she wasn't in her house. Well, she thought she was in her house. So when they said that, I said, oh, this motherfucker getting off. But she did not get off. She got sentenced to 10 years. And real quick, what are your thoughts on that? Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts real fast.
Yeah, give me your thoughts.
My thoughts were, when I saw the victim's family hug her and forgive her, I said, there go them black folks again, being the most forgiving motherfuckers in the world. Because when you see a white person,
they
don't forget. They want you to, they'll come to your motherfucking, sent your appeals hearing. No, he still should be in there. They don't forgive.
He's a monster.
Yeah, they don't forgive. But us black folk, we so forgiving. Oh, we forgive her. We forgive her. You want her to get 28 years. They gave her 10. And you know what I'm saying? Because he would have been 28 this year. I feel bad that y'all forgiving. I mean, the family, you know, hopefully y'all come to some closure about this. It's been over a year. Hopefully this will help you, you know, mend the heart fences. But y'all with this forgiving shit, I ain't with it.
I mean, my biggest thing is the fact that people have to realize that there needs to be some meaningful punishment for these types of things. We are not the creators, givers of life, no matter how you want to look at it or whatever.
I'm a creator of life. If I created some life.
You skeeted in something. That's
and created a life.
But nonetheless, what I'm saying is, as far as the person who can say what to do with somebody's life, you don't have that right to take nobody's life. Mm. And when you decide that that's what
that
you...
That ain't what our black mamas told us when we were little. They said, I brought you in, I take you out. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, she didn't bring him in this world, so she didn't have no business taking him out. My real issue is the fact that, as a people, we need to do more about these types of things. Like, I mean, just the fact that this lady, she showed no remorse. She did all that crying for the cameras.
Yeah.
That your actions after that thing took place showed that you didn't care. You was texting people talking about fucking. So how the hell is it that you know what I'm saying? Now you want me to believe that you felt some type of way? You was trying to get you some dick after you done kill a man.
Take an edge off, man.
But that's what I'm saying. That mean that your mind was somewhere else.
If I
kill
somebody, I probably want to get.
I would shut down.
I think I want to bust me.
If I did it wrongfully, that pressure
off of me. I need some kind of pressure relief. The pressure valve got to be pressed. But
like I said, and she deserved to go to prison. Like, and she need to serve at least these 5 years. They claim she got to serve. And I mean, 5 years ain't nothing. But at the same time,
for murder, I mean, you coming off clean.
Yeah.
Not too many people get 5 years for murder.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you didn't have to kill this man.
Yeah.
I mean, and you show negligence in it when the fact that you are a police officer. So you have been trained to resuscitate people. Mm-hmm. You sat there and watched this nigga die.
Yeah. Tell me something. Oh, why ain't you helping him? Oh, I was busy calling.
Yeah, calling. You didn't call nobody. Yeah. That little police, that little 911 call.
It was like,
call,
you know, you could have put the phone on speaker. And, exactly. And she was like, oh, I wasn't in my right mind. Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. So
and you're going to get in your right mind these next 5 years.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, get a three hots in a cot, and you know, you do your time, lady. Hopefully you come out a rehab citizen. You'll never be a police officer again. No. But rest in peace to Mr. John.
Yeah, because that's really the sad part.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, damn, this man was just sitting in his house eating ice cream, bro. He probably just got through smoking weed, sitting there chilling. Because they said they found weed in his house. And I was like, why are y'all searching his house? He the victim.
Yeah, he did.
Like, go search her house. See if you find some weed in her house. Like,
but she was on something.
I don't give a damn if you found a dead body in my house. If I'm innocent, you just come in and kill me? Like, whoa.
But she was on a whole lot of something.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. That's negligence
again.
She
was drunk. Because yeah, she said, the term they used was a long day's work. That means you had went to work, stopped by your watering hole, got you a drink, and you came home. Because they let her wait 48 hours before she even said anything. Mm-hmm. So they let her sober out. You know, the police unions protect these police officers.
Oh, like, yeah.
They don't let them just go out there. Like, the police union is a problem. Like, they got it. So police, they don't even get to keep, they can erase their records. Like, they don't have to keep, like, let's say you had an officer involved, some shit.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to keep track of that. Let's say you had, like, 5 complaints against you for beating up people or something like that. They don't have to keep that on file. So, this could be the 6th time I done called you to my office about roughing up people's neighborhood, but on your file, it don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But that's the police union. So, we got to do something about that. But the police union is the reason why, like, the officers feel like they don't have, you know, they don't have to answer nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, it's just... But like I said, we can be happy that this one was for all the people that didn't get their justice.
Yeah, so I think they knew that this was.
Yeah, they had to.
And it was too much evidence.
It was just like, I mean, the Sean Bells, the Oscar Grants, the Michael Garners, the Sandra Blands, the Tamir Rice, the what's the dude from down here that got killed in North Carolina? The Farrell, Jonathan Farrell. It's not Jonathan Farrell, but his last name was Farrell.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. Trayvon Martin.
These people that got killed, unarmed people that got killed by police, this one's for her. So I hope they don't think we're going to be happy about this.
It's not.
We still want the next one pressed. Don't say, oh, well, you got the one in Dallas. No.
We need them all from here on out.
This is how it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? Y'all putting these little young black kids for killing these little white kids that be in the neighborhoods buying weed, but it go bad and they get killed. You get him 20, 30 life. For killing the little white.
I mean, shit, you locking up people's churn. These kids ain't even doing it. They playing with play guns, and they getting snatched up off of parks. And but you don't think that a grown woman who she has been trained
allegedly,
because she acted like she wasn't trained when she was in the court.
A lot of these cops act like they weren't trained the way y'all just shooting people. Like, what? I don't think that's no part of your training.
But how about you don't get drunk and carry your gun?
Exactly.
That's the thing for me.
Or don't get drunk in your damn uniform.
That too.
Put your gun, I think cops should have to turn their guns in at the end of their shift.
Yeah, they should not be able
turn
to.
Turn it in. Turn your gun in. You pick it up,
check it in and check it out.
You don't see the damn tight, the secretary taking her fucking computer home with her every damn day. Her computer stay on her fucking desk. You know, her stapler stay on her fucking desk. Her letter opener stay on her fucking desk till she come back to work. Now, you know, the secretary go out there stabbing people with the letter opener from work, then yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But if she keep that shit on her desk and her little frog thing or whatever, owl or whatever it is, she not going to do nothing. So cops, they should do the same thing. They should not have their gun. You have your own weapon. So that way we can charge you for the crime.
Exactly.
We don't have to. That's not a service
weapon.
That's
something that you
That's
did.
Your gun.
Yeah,
we're going to charge you. Do not have your service gun outside of your service. Period. So rest in peace, Mr. John. Amber Geiger, do your time, man. Just remember, man, when you're making that goo, you want to get some oodles of noodles. You want to crunch the chips up real good now. You know what I'm saying? You might want to get you some Velveeta cheese in your store. Get you a hot sausage, some meat or something. Crush it all up. Whip that goo up good. You know what I'm saying? Then that's what you want to do. So find the chef in the jail and tell him how to whip up a good goo for you, all right? Cool. Well, you know, we've been talking about married couples a lot lately. And this right here kind of, you know, opened the eye for me because, you know, shit happens. This happened in Florida. And it said, this is what the line reads. Husband kills mother of their 5 kids and shoots himself in the house, police say. A husband killed his wife before shooting himself in their Liberty City home Saturday night. I'm not going to say Miami-Dade Police because then y'all know it's in Florida. But the Miami-Dade property records and Facebook posts from friends and children identified a couple as grandparents, Eddie Harris and Shanika Harris, together for at least 33 years, married for 16 years,
33 years,
and Lord. Parents of five adult children. So they've been together 33 years, married for 16 of those 13 years. I mean, 33. God, dog. God dang. Now, let me ask you a question, Mr. Harris. What took you so long to marry this woman? 33 years? Like, y'all together 17 years before you got married, cuz. Like, 17 years. Ain't nothing changing, bro.
You grown churn, so them churn probably about damn near 30 years old.
They got to be 33. Because that's probably why they got together.
Yeah, because I got five churn from this bro. Mm-hmm. Might as well. And that's probably what it was. After so long, she done dealt with so much. He done dealt with so much. They just say, "Hell,
we might as well get married." So they say around 8:51 p.m. when officers answered a 911 call about a shooting inside a residence, two men were running from the scene. Told police there were two children still in the house. SWAT members got the kids, ages 6 and 9, out through a window. Once inside, they found a woman fatally shot and a man suffering what a gunshot wound appeared self-inflicted. That's some bad writing. He was taken to Jackson Memorial. Okay. Basically, what happened was, the last post on her Facebook page, Shanika Harris's Facebook page, shows off the Mercedes she said Eddie bought her last week. And this is the caption on her post. "Now, he knows I love red cars, but OMG, why couldn't I pick out my own car?" Miss Harris, the man bought you a Mercedes. I can see if he bought you a fucking Pontiac Sunfire. I can see if he bought you a Chevy Cruze. I can see if he bought you a Toyota Corolla. He bought you a fucking Mercedes, okay? And it looked goddamn brand new because it got the red ribbon on it. Looked brand spanking new. You complaining about a color so much that the man go off and kill your ass? Like, ladies, don't do this. How do you feel about the situation?
I mean, first of all, anybody got no business dying over no argument like that. For one, both on petty, if this take you to the point where you done kill her and now you done shot yourself, mm-hmm. that's kind of dumb. But my thing is, you mean, at least be somewhat grateful. But, you know, people be reckless. They done got comfortable. We done been together 33 years, so you might feel that you were entitled to say whatever you want to say. But I hope it was a good old conversation that you had, because that was it. But to me, I just feel like if somebody go out their way to go purchase me something, it could be something that costs $10. But if you came to me, you bought it to me, it was out the kindness of your heart. This don't sound like it was a special occasion. He just went and bought you this nice vehicle. Mm. And the best thing you got to say is you wish it was a different car.
Yeah. Ooh, you know I like red. Girl, you know how much expensive red cars is? Stop it. You got a nice low-key silver car. Something that, you know, you ain't going to be.
So he didn't die, though.
He killed himself.
Oh, okay. So
he killed her, then he killed himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he was just, I understand, but I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't see myself killing myself. So I just got to do the time, but I don't even see myself killing nobody. Yeah, really. I ain't got time for that shit.
I couldn't do it. So yeah, ladies, be careful what you're complaining, because some of these cats out here, they having it. They get tired of it. Like, you come home complaining, like, why you can't do this? Why you can't do that? Why? Da, da, da. Look, next thing you know, nigga gonna bust your ass. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
that's not good for business.
Yeah, like, just get you one of these lame ass niggas out here and don't give a
really?
Fuck. Yeah, get you a lame.
You ain't gonna get no Mercedes. I can promise you that.
Get you a lame ass nigga that, yo, the lames will buy you a Mercedes. He'll work two jobs. He'll work every day. Just to keep his woman up. You know what I'm saying? Keep her looking nice and everything. So that's a lame ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, bump that. I've never.
That's a lot right now.
I'm telling you, man. I've been in the world, I've seen, like, these dudes that allow their women not to work and work themselves to the bone just so their wife can stay at home. Like, that don't make sense, bro.
I mean, it's a power thing. That's the thing that you don't understand.
Nah, and their wives be having the power.
They think they got the power, though. They feel like it's something that they can control. It's something that you are, you know what I'm saying, that you are doing. So you feel proud to be able to, and some people just want to be able to tell people, oh yeah, my wife don't work. My wife don't have to work, but you working two jobs. That means somebody got to work. But yeah, shit, you ain't got one
you
job.
You working two jobs. You see, you can work one if she had a job, but you working two, nigga. Like, hell no, nah, man. 2019, like I said, you don't work, you don't eat, goddamn. Simple as that. You better, You better be have some kind of hustle. You better be braiding some hair, making some goddamn pies or cakes or cookies. Or
you better be doing something.
Selling something.
Selling something.
Something.
Don't leave the door open.
Hey, I ain't getting it. I'm at work all motherfucking day. So shit. I'm done. You better be goddamn selling it. Yeah, you better be.
They might be able to get it in the morning on the way out.
Hey, bro. I ain't got the energy. I work 16 hours a fucking day. I'm not fucking nothing. I ain't fucking nothing. I'm tired.
You better be fucking something.
Shit.
Look, you might try to not do it. Hey, you already know it's out there.
Just be ready when I want to. You better just, hey, if you just got through fucking, you better goddamn tighten
I'm
up.
Done. I'm
you better
done.
Tighten up and be like, hey, I guess you're going to have to muster out one more and just keep that husband happy. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if a nigga ain't got no job, you ain't got shit else to do. You need to clean that house. You need to cook, tend to these churn and all that.
You like I said, your husband going all day. What you on? You on Facebook and shit and Twitter, exactly. IG, posting pictures. Next thing you know, niggas sliding in the DMs.
And next thing
you know,
nigga
gonna be
else.
Sliding the DN.
Exactly. I'm done.
Started with a DM. Now you got the DN.
And it's gonna be up in there on a raid because your man ain't never
always gone. So yeah, man. So yeah. So late, like I said, be careful with the complaining. Some niggas not trying to hit. Moving along. Don't date him, girl. This man right here has to have the worst luck in America. So, man who survived bison goring goes on date. His date gets attacked by a bison. Now, he must ain't washed good since the last attack. Because how the fuck a bison gore you? You would survive. You go on a date. And then your girlfriend, the girl you're on a date, we get attacked by a damn bison. First of all, where are these people at? Ogden, Utah. Kyler Bourgeois was gored and trampled by a bison in Antelope Island State Park in June. See, white people, that's what y'all fuck up at. Y'all go to these state parks and shit and fuck with these animals in their natural habitat. And then be like, don't know where. Oh, why did the bear attack us? Why did the bear tear up all our food? Why? Listen, y'all are in their fucking habitat. My homeboy told me, man, you worried about sharks? I said, no.
I don't go out there.
He said, why not? I said, I don't get in the fucking ocean. No sharks riding bicycles down the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I ain't scared of fucking sharks. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't never be in the fucking ocean. Like, I never see myself. I'm not going to be nowhere a shark is. All right? Like, you know, if a shark walking down the street, we got a motherfucking problem. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't no sharks in swimming pools. So, no, I ain't scared of sharks. But y'all go out there in these fucking animal places and get attacked by animals and then be like, want sympathy from people.
It doesn't make any sense because, for number one, these are all things that's avoidable. Like, if you just doing dumb stuff, like, how boring is your life to where regular shit don't be enough for you? Like, you gotta go and put yourself in danger.
So, in June, he was in the park. That's when he got gored. And then
I would never have gone back.
Recently, he went on a date to the same park. When he watched it happen again, his date, Kaylee Davis, said she wasn't trying to get a selfie or antagonizing the animal in any way. Instead, she was trying to get out of the way of some bikers. All of a sudden, I see this bison charging me, so I start running towards the lake away from it, and it flips me up. She hit the ground, fractured her ankle, and her thigh gushed blood from where the bison gored her. Through the pain, she remained calm and she braced for a second attack. He was doing that whole paw thing, digging at the dirt like he was going to charge at me again, David said. She remembered what Bourgeois had told her about his own attack and didn't move. I heard the story, just stay still so it doesn't come charging at you again, she said. That worked. The animal left her alone and Bourgeois was there to help David through it. Where the fuck you was at? Like, why you ain't tell her to stand still the first fucking time? When she ran, no, stand still. Like, no, you let her run. He told me, my heart just drops because I know that pain. I was holding her head and squeezing her hand.
Until she died.
He said, when he got gored, he suffered a collapsed lung, broken ribs, and internal injuries. God damn. Now they sitting there laughing about their bad luck. No, it's not bad luck. You put yourself in that fucking situation. I don't go to no state parks. I don't go to no rivers and oceans. None of that, man. I'm not getting in none of that shit because when shit go bad, you at the mercy of the fucking nature. And nature is a mother scary motherfucker, man. Fuck that shit, man. Would you go, like, camping in the woods?
No. I mean, and my thing is, I don't really like camping anyway because it's bugs and dirt. out there.
I mean, you go places where there ain't no bugs. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't go camping down south with
mosquitoes and all that. Nah, hell no.
But even with that, it's like, we got a camping trip that we supposed to be doing with these kids for Girl Scouts. And that's going to be in somebody's backyard. And I still don't want to do that. Mm. And I'm just like, for me, for you to say you want to go somewhere where you have been attacked before, that's the piece that I'm fixated on.
And maybe he was trying to get over his fear, like, have to conquer my fear and go back to the place. Okay.
So now you didn't get snatched up, but your date got snatched up.
Yeah, then they pressed they got to be together now.
For real.
You got to stay with that girl for a while now. Like, nurse her back to health, and you got to stay at least a year after she's 100% healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's fucked. Yeah, you set her up, man.
He didn't set her up. Yes, he did. Stupid.
He took her to some place. That's like me saying, yo, I got robbed over here before. And me and you go over to that place.
And I get robbed.
And you get robbed. Like, what? No. So, have you ever been with a bad luck ass nigga? Like, mm-hmm. like shit happened to him? Like, okay. I mean, neither.
Because I mean, if it did, I wouldn't know what happened to him, but yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So, don't date him. Y'all lead in Mr. Ron Bergeron, whatever his name is. I might need to spell it for y'all so y'all could put him on y'all list of don't date him, girl. Just don't let him take you to that park. if you fucking with him, he tell you take him to the park. Be careful. He trying to get rid of you.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. It's a setup.
Speaking of setup, so the internet was all on fire early this week. Some girl in I think it was Virginia, she had made a claim that she was in sixth grade. She said some boys had held her down.
Cut her hair
and called her like some called her hair nappy. This is what she said. A 12-year-old girl who accused 3 6th grade boys of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks in school said they called her hair ugly nappy. So everybody was on, you know, the social justice warriors was coming out of the motherfucking woodworks for this. Oh, how could this happen? Blase squase, da 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 da. They just going all out. People all, you know how we, you know, we get information, goddamn, when we hear the news story about some hair. Black hair getting cut by white people. You can't wear this hair to school. You know, we go in. So, a couple days go by, and this is the story that comes out. It says the girl she accused boys of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks has admitted to school officials she was not attacked and cut her own hair. Her family's attorney in the school has said. Now her name's coming out. Amari Allen, the 6th grade at Emmanuel Christian School in Springfield, Virginia, said 3 white classmates ambushed her on the playground last week and used scissors to cut off some of her dreadlocks while telling her hair was nappy and ugly. She and her family met with school officials Monday morning to apologize. The girl maintained she had been the victim of bullying, Daniel said. The family is seeking counseling for the girl. So she said she'd been bullied, but just not how it went down. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this is some bullshit story. They got paid by somebody to create this bullshit. Because, I mean, what other reason would she have to come out and say she lied about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I think it is. I think it happened. I think it happened, and then they gave them some money because they know that this is going to turn into an ugly race thing. Mm-hmm. And they saying,
take this
story back, and we'll give you these dollars so that we can be done with this. We don't ever want to hear you speak of it again. I mean, because to me, how is that so far-fetched? It ain't like she said that they did all these things like Jussie Smollett or somebody, all these random
Juicy
things.
Juicy Smollett.
Whatever. He can be called anything, his line ass.
Call her Juicy Smollett.
Juicy?
Yeah, Juicy Smollett.
Okay. Well, like I said, but to think about it, yeah, that's very possible that somebody could come and yank you up and try to snatch your hair off or cut your hair off or whatever. And I believe it happened, and she's just being paid to be quiet. But if your situation is for sale, you know what I'm saying, that trauma, you was able to get over it by giving your mom and them a couple of dollars. Because I know these people ain't bought you nothing substantial.
They probably, she probably can't go back to that school. You can't go back.
No, you can't go back. They probably done paying for you to go to somebody else's private school or something.
Something, because it just don't sound right.
No, I wholeheartedly think that that's something
but
that
they say the camera
happens.
Showed that, you know, them boys that, like, the camera showed
they
that,
never was
that yeah, it wasn't adding up. Yeah, they was like, they had cameras where everybody was at, and they, like, her counter story could not have been possible because the footage, they was like, just shit wasn't adding up, so that's why they kept pressing her. But, again, you keep pressing a kid, they're going to tell you what you want to hear.
They're going to tell you what you want to hear so you can leave me alone.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like a 12-year-old, like, come on, like. Yeah. You know, maybe she came to her parents. Did she say she came to her parents and told them it was a lie? Yeah, I think she came to her people. Her parents said they was embarrassed and all that stuff, and they couldn't believe it, and now they're y'all. Like, come on, man. Y'all niggas know she was lying, man. Y'all probably made this shit up. And y'all probably throwing a little baby under the bus. Like, girl, yeah, yo, oh, like one of her little
sisters. And she couldn't keep up with the story.
Yeah, one of her little sister siblings or something cut her hair or something like that. And she made up a story that happened in school. And next thing you know, somebody at home went too far with it and went and called up Benjamin Crump. Goddamn Crump coming down.
I can't.
Hey. Benjamin Crump showed up to the school. What? Didn't you know? He was just like, what? Nigga, like, he was mad as a motherfucker, boy. So, yeah, that's all that happened.
Out here on
I don't come out here on dummies now. I'm only on high-profile cases. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, if that was your child, what you would have done? Your child lied about
something like
that.
I would like my turn to be able to tell the truth.
Because you the one, you fight for your kids off-rip. You don't think about it without, you don't put no... You just, my kid said it, so you one of them, right?
I ain't gonna say that. I ain't an idiot, but nah. I'm gonna ask. No, I'm not. I ask enough questions that I feel confident in what they're saying now.
So you not? So you have never?
I mean, you gonna try to discredit me? So just say what you got to say.
I'm just saying.
Be a nigga about yours and just say what you got
I'm
to say.
I'm just saying. So you ain't never approached no kid about your kids and like you know.
I approach grown people about my children. So what?
I'm saying kids.
Yeah, I've approached kids. Okay. What would be the problem?
I'm just saying, so you the one of the ones that just fly off and be like, yo.
No, I ain't flying off. My thing is, niggas need to realize that you don't step to my kids. That's just what it is. Mm. I mean, so if I happen to be in error, I can deal with that when that time, you know, when it reveals itself. Mm-hmm. But for right now, if I'm acting on the fact that, yeah, my kid said something, I'm going to ask them. Now, don't lie to me because you know how I'm going to react.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a, you know, I'll proceed as necessary. And hey, I deal with people, kids. I fight a kid now.
So in this situation, what you would have done?
I would have, if my child had told me for real that this is what happened, and I'm working on the premise of this happened, or I'm trying to get them turned, put out of school, and everything else, they might end up in juvenile fooling around with me. Because that would not have been excusable. You don't go and cut nobody hair. And if that was actually done, then yeah, we finna cut up.
Yeah, it's like one of my horrors that somebody at school cut my daughter hair when she was little. I was just like, please, just I seen it happen, heard about it. And I was just like, please don't let that happen to my daughter. You know, just kids be playing. I was like, no.
And she knowing her, she could have cut herself her crazy self.
Didn't one of them do that? Did one cut something?
Yeah, he cut her hair one time.
She was a baby though, yeah. Uh-huh. He cut one plait or something off like
Yeah, he did.
Poor thing. They didn't know no better.
You can't even tell.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about Poor Thing Juan. Like he I guess he thought he was doing something.
He was trying. He thought he was helping out.
Yeah.
I mean, kids do silly stuff, especially like when they're young. But you 12 years old, you know that hair is not something that you play with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, things that they have on them at all is not something that you touch unless.
I mean, was her dreadlocks ugly?
They could have been.
Yeah. I mean,
but the point is, you don't need to be the one to try to call yourself trying to groom her. Like, that ain't your job.
Yeah. So, you know. Wow. So, yeah. Interesting situation. That's just a nightmare of mine. I just hope my kid wouldn't lie on a grand stage like that.
Yeah, that's too much.
And then, because, you know, it's like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, man, that shit. Like the little kid that said he was up in the balloon or some shit, and they had everybody trying to get him down, but the nigga turned out he was like in the fucking the attic or some shit like that, hiding in the motherfucking attic. So they didn't call all these people to get this balloon down and everything, but the motherfucker was hiding in the attic and shit.
That's crazy.
You got all, I mean, got news cameras and everything. They think a kid is it? They oh my god. So yeah, I couldn't let, sorry. Good story out here for all my guys that like the pleasantly plump women, the BBWs, you know, the real women. Like my homeboy, Mr. Goodbar say, I got them grown women dollars, them grown women, like he called them. Them ladies with them jammers and the yada means, you know what I'm saying? The average size of the American woman is no longer 14, man. So, according to this, they say, the average size of the American women is now between 16 and 18, which is an increase from 10-year-old data that indicated most women in the U.S. were a size 14. This information even further brings to light to need for clothing in sizes above the previously acceptable numbers. It's infuriating, really, and it's time something tangible is done to rectify the long-standing oversight. Wow, the average waist circumference has increased 2.6 inches in the past 21 years. So if that's the case, if you notice, you know why I think they did that?
Why?
To allow these big body, nobody white women to have jobs. Think about it, man. Back in the 80s and 90s, you had to be thin. Now, the four-figure winner's in. That's allowing the more white women, like, oh.
The model.
Yeah. They changing the game up. Because they was like, yo, if we're going to allow this, we got to have all our women included now.
Yeah, but the biggest thing about it is the fact that they want to try to make, they jump on the bandwagon with stuff that we do. Yeah. So you got the black women been good with their weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all try to feed that foolishness over here to be trying to make people feel like they inadequate when they fat.
Yeah.
But black women been flaunting the fact that they got curves.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden y'all want to embrace y'all curves.
Embrace
and now
curves.
It's okay to be a big woman or be, you know what I'm saying?
Yourself.
Double digits and whatever else. So, I mean, it's just a foolishness because you can't tell that half the people big when you go in the damn store, and they should be able to tell retail number shit. All them damn twos and fours is still on the damn rack.
Yes, sir.
When I come up in there for my 18, the shit is scarce. So, therefore, somebody buying these things. So, y'all need to change your inventory up and look at the fact that you need to have some more eye stuff in there. I shouldn't have to order all my shit offline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Fashion Nova curve, man. Holla
at don't need that shit. That shit
just
is not
me,
what I want.
Hey, we're going to get the Fashion Nova We're gonna get the Fashion Nova ad.
Okay,
Fashion
they
Nova
got
curve.
They got just no, I don't want the curve. Just send me some shoes or something.
No.
I don't play with everybody's clothes.
I'm telling you, man, you try it out, man. We're gonna get
sponsored
by them. All right,
going to get a sponsor for us.
Yes, man. You sitting here talking bad.
I'm just saying, okay, whatever, man. Whatever. Fashion Nova curve.
Yes.
I'm not buying it, but whatever. They give it to me for free, I'll wear that shit.
I mean, I'm with it, man. I love the full figured women, man. Like,
you better because you've been with me for 18 years.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I've been with you for 18 years. Let
you
admit. You
love the full figured women.
Yes.
Woman,
I mean, that's what. Well, that's what I'm saying. The woman. I want my woman to be like, yes. I don't want you to be. I don't like athletic built women. Like, I don't like that. I like a hard body.
And like, somebody said it to me today. The other day, I was like, somebody had looked manly, and it was just like, well, I mean, what you mean by that? I was just like, women ain't supposed to be hard.
I don't like no woman with no abs, man. I just want to, like.
I was like, it was like, what you mean? I say a woman supposed to be soft. And so somebody else was like, well, I must be real sexy then. And yeah, of course, you know, one of my chunky friends. And she was just like, yeah, I must be real sexy because my whole body's soft.
Hey,
I said,
tell
yeah.
her, it's a nigga out there that would call her body his playground and worship the ground. She walk up, she just, hey, keep searching. He's out there.
He's
ladies, I'm telling you, it's a man out here for you. Because it's like, it's, man. Ladies, just don't give up on him.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. It's somebody out here for you. You might think something is wrong with you, but you don't understand. It's a whole legion of niggas that might like that shit. Like, don't. That's why I tell women, like, y'all don't get caught up in that fucking Instagram bullshit that BEZ be posting, man. That's not real life. You can't compete. Like, these women are, like, they're chopping up their bodies to look like this fucking weird ass shape, not thinking about it in 20 years how you gonna fucking look.
Yeah, they gonna be messed up.
You know what I'm saying? It's not for what? For what? You want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, man. No. Your mamas ain't look like that. Your aunties ain't look like that. Your grandmas ain't look like that. Your great grandmas ain't look like that. And they had plenty niggas.
Not plenty niggas.
Plenty niggas. So that's what I'm saying. Ladies, stop fucking with y'all bodies, man. This shit's got to stop. Niggas will love you. Like, bro, it's weird. Like, you look at something from the 90s. You be like, we used to call that girl thick in the 90s. Like, today, she'll be. Like that shit was crazy. Like, I don't know who used to have the biggest butt to us in the 90s, but it wouldn't even be on the scale today. Like, you wouldn't even notice her. You'd be like,
exactly.
What is that? Like, because it's like, yo, it's weird now. So, I'm loving it, man. Fellas, I told you, the best place to be. It's outside of Ashley, what's that store called?
Ashley Stewart.
Outside of Ashley Stewart, boy. Woo!
My favorite.
Man. Sit there. That's the day you sit there and hold the purse. So ladies know you're taking.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't like it because the store's so crowded. I don't like being in there.
You don't like to be nowhere with me.
No, it ain't. I don't mind going places with you. It's just that I don't like being in tight little spots. Like, it's just, you know, it's weird. I sit outside, I hold your purse. I sit outside the store. Why you going in and shop? Because me, I'm not one of those shoppers that look around and browse. Like, I know what I want. I go in there, get it, and I walk out. I'm not one of the people that go searching. Oh, look what I found on the clearance. I never found nothing on the clearance rack. I don't have the patience to look on the clearance rack. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not a good shopper. And so when we go places, like we go to Walmart and we say, hey, we're going to Walmart to get dish detergent and a banana. Guess what?
That's all you coming out
that's
with.
What, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm walking to the dish detergent and I'm walking to the banana. I might watch the banana, come get a dish detergent, boom, circle around and be gone. That's it. I'll be focused. That's the mission. You know what I'm saying? You are like, oh, look what I found. I found some thing to eat with 98 cents.
Exactly.
I would have never found that.
You wouldn't, because you ain't doing nothing else. Yeah, so. I mean, which I don't understand.
It's just because it's like, I'm not trying to be in there all night. You go to Walmart, be gone for 45 minutes.
Or
I go to Walmart, and I'm gone for 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but I love that place. It's something about Walmart.
Something they pump in the air, I think.
I don't think so.
They pump something in there. I'm telling you, it's something they pump in there.
I mean, and it's only in certain stores, because certain stores give me that vibe. Like,
and then they,
I can go in there and I can stay in there for hours.
But it's set up that way because, you know, they have little planograms where they set certain merchandise up where people is supposed to catch you. That's why you walking down the aisle and it's a fucking something that don't even go over there. It's strategically placed on every end cap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's just
I mean, Walmart is good. Target is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I can't go to, like, Ross. People be like, oh, girl, you can find this, this, and this. I go to shop, I shop in places that make me feel comfortable. Ross is overwhelming because it's, like, stuff
everywhere.
Like,
they ain't got
and
no sections.
I can't with that. I mean, color coordinate this shit. Do something. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got just a whole bunch of shit for me to sift through. I can't get with it.
You gotta be about that life to go to Ross.
Yeah. I mean, people be finding some really cute stuff.
Yeah,
but
I found these football gloves over there, $9. I'm like, but bro, like, I just can't go over there and go.
And then you gotta go every week to see what they got.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for that.
Close out store.
Or they get a new shipment and blah, blah, blah. Okay, bet. You find it, let me know, and I'll reimburse you, because I can't go in there.
Copy when you in there for me.
I can't go in there with you.
Yeah, so. That's how.
But I love retail. I love shopping. That's my favorite.
Of course. Queen of QVC. You wouldn't get that name. Okay. So our relationship question this week. I was reading a post. This dude said that him and his girl had been together for like, he said, about a year and a half. And he was like, things are going great. He said at the beginning of the relationship, she told him she had, you know, cheated. At the beginning of the relationship, she told him she had cheated with somebody. So, in retaliation, he cheated. You know what I'm saying? But didn't tell her. He said, now it's eating at his conscience. He feels like he should tell her because she came clean to him. Now.
He's stupid.
Yeah. Why are you going to fuck it up, my guy? Like, everything going good, don't fuck it up. I mean, you just have to live with that for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was your reasoning behind it. You were a retaliatory cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, you did. That's what you did. But, you know, like, you got to live with that. If you tell her, you're just going to fuck a relationship. Because you know she's going to leave you. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't never work for the second person. You know what I'm saying? The second person is the one that's going to fuck up the relationship. So, I'm going to say just you going to have to live with it. Unless you want your relationship to be over with.
But the thing people don't get is that you don't get to repent to your spouse. Like, that's not how that works. Like, these type of things, you going back and forth, you playing ping pong, after a while, y'all going to be like y'all ain't really together no more. Mm-hmm. Because if I cheat on you because you cheated on me and back and forth, then it's like, I mean, and especially you telling people, you don't confess that. Like, oh yeah, you cheated on me, I know you told me, but I felt some type of way, so I fucked somebody else. Okay, so then now we just fucking other people, and the next thing we know, we not together no more. Because that's not something that's going to be acceptable. I mean, you can't come back from that.
If it just happened one time on your end, one time on my end.
Okay, well, you don't tell me on your end. I don't need to know that. No. I don't. Because you tell me, it's over. I'm just going to be real with
God
you.
God damn. See?
I mean, if I'm telling you shit, you know what to do. You got to eat that shit, tell your friends. Because I don't want to know. No. I promise you, I don't want to know.
Damn.
And it don't even matter. Okay, I messed up. But you come to me and tell me, hell no, I don't want to hear that shit. Because in my mind, I feel like, to me, people are never as honest as they appear to be. So if you come to me and tell me, oh, it was just one person, it's either more than one person or it was more than one time. So I don't even want to hear that shit. So don't tell me.
So if it was just one time, don't even say nothing.
I don't need to hear it. I don't care how many times it was. I don't never want to hear my man tell me he was fucking somebody else.
Wouldn't you rather hear from him than somebody else?
No, I would not. I would not.
So hold on. You would rather hear from somebody else than your man?
I wouldn't want to hear it at all. Okay. If I hear from somebody else, then now I got to question you about it. So I'm going to be forced to talk to you about it.
Okay.
But if you talking about something, you just want to purge your spirit so that you can clear your mind, nigga. That's the punishment for doing what you did. You got to live with that shit. No, you don't get to Hail Mary and whoever else over here. No. Uh-uh. No. Mm-mm. I don't give a damn. You take that shit with you.
Oh, man. Well, damn. So, yeah, me personally, I don't think it does any good that, you know, the cheating retaliation, because what are you proving? Like, oh, she cheated on me, so I'm cheating on her. Like, that don't, it'll still make you feel good, because now it's like, she still cheated on you, nigga. Like,
yeah. You know, and now you gave me a reason why I should have cheated on you to begin with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's common. You know, I don't think it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Because now, what are you left with in the relationship?
Yeah, that's how you build. Then that's what you want to do anyway.
Yeah.
You using her cheating as an excuse for you to get you some more.
I mean.
So if that's what you want to do, hell, you could have did it off the strump.
If it was just one time and then you don't want to, you ain't doing it no more, then, I mean, you just going to have to live with the guilt.
But you dealing with a whole other person. Your intentions is not to fuck with her no more. But if it was good to the other lady, then now she trying to pull you back in. She baiting you back. You can't play with other people's emotions.
Yeah, ain't heard from him since.
Whatever, that's a lie. That's a lie. It don't work like that.
Yeah, dude. You can find somebody one time and be done with them.
No, you can't.
Meet them on the strength.
No, you can't.
I mean, might be a lie.
That mean your shit ain't the bomb then. Because if you fuck me, oh, you going to want to talk to me again. I'm just not understanding.
Maybe,
like,
maybe I'm just like, yo, nah. I knew in my mind it was a one-time deal. Like, yeah. I knew going in, like, this is a one-time deal. I ain't gonna need.
If you say so. That's what people say.
I'm giving her a fake name and everything.
Uh-uh.
Giving up one of my friends' numbers, like, oh, my name Ray.
Yeah, whatever. But you're going
to
want to clear your mind because the same broad going to piss you off again, and you're going to want to do something another time and another time, and the next thing you know, the times get closer together, y'all in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Now you trying to go back and forth, battling who you going to be with, all kind of old foolishness.
I
so
just call somebody else. I ain't got to call you no more. That was a one-time thing.
I'm just saying, you dealing with other people's feelings. Once you put that other person in there, then you gotta kind of have some type of concern about who you laying up with.
Yeah, true indeed. So, just be careful out there, man. Like I said,
Wouldn't tell nobody nothing if you didn't.
Yeah, just keep it to yourself. You gotta live with that one. Let the guilt kill you every day you see her cooking and cleaning for your sorry ass.
And know that you was out there fucking some other
girl. You was out there, once she told you, you was supposed to walk away. But you went out and cheated just to get even, and now you fell in love with her, and now the guilt is killing you because she's a good woman. Nah, man, she let you sit at home, play Madden all day, be online, play Fortnite, you know what I'm saying, eating Cheetos and shit in her house, sitting on her couch, you done fucked up her couch, got a little dent in it and shit.
Probably driving the people car and all.
Yeah, man, just, oh, man. But you out there went and cheated on this woman. Oh, man. Y'all white guys are crazy. No, you're not black, because, you know, black men don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? Got to be a white guy. Maybe Asian. That sounds like some Asian moves.
Yeah, or not.
Yeah, not definitely not black man. We don't
definitely
do
black
we
man.
We don't do that.
Mm-mm. They're cheating right now.
Nope, sorry. TV talk. I've been watching Top Boy. Pause. That, you know, I just had to say it. Top Boy is a show on Netflix. It's some like an English gangster TV show about, you know, it's kind of like their version of Narcos. pretty interesting, man. You got to definitely have the subtitles on because they use a lot of slang that I'm not used to. But, you know, it's worth watching. So check out Top Boy. Pretty cool. Power Happened. Queen Germ didn't watch.
Because Queen Germ is very busy these days.
Yeah, and I did. And once again, Power is just unrealistic. Ghost, Tommy, Keisha, and Tasha had to come up with like $3 million in 2 or 3 days. And these niggas made that much money to pay these niggas off. And that shit was so unrealistic. Like, how in the fuck did they make that much money? Like, it was just...
I gotta watch that.
Huh?
I said I gotta go back and watch it.
Yeah, we'll definitely go back and watch this weekend, get you caught up. But,
Oh, you gonna be here this weekend?
Oh, no, that's next weekend.
Charlie, you ain't going no damn well, but go ahead, run this. Go on and run this thing in.
So,
We'll talk about that.
Power's just bad. It's just bad. But I guess they're gonna try to wow us in the end, so I'm just holding on, man. I'm disappointed. Very disappointed. Very disappointed. So that's all for TV Talk. Let's take a music break. Do you have a song of the week?
And I do, baby. I got this song, Ballin' by Mustard featuring Roddy Ricch. I love that song. I'm talking about I played that thing on repeat at least 5 times this morning on the way to work.
Okay, Queen Jern's Song of the Week is Ballin' by Mustard and
featuring Roddy Ricch. I think Mustard on the beat.
Mustard, that's his song.
Yeah. And Roddy Ricch is rapping. Okay. And again, third week in a row, my daughter put me on to something new. And it's a hit. When I tell you, I'm talking about that song just gives me.
Oh, yeah, because somebody had tweeted vibes back. They was like, Queen Jern picked another chance to rap a song. And they were mad about that. They was like, yeah, so yeah. I did want you, Gerard from Boston. Yeah, he wasn't feeling the back-to-back Chance to Rap.
Well, y'all better get over it. Chance is all right with me.
I'm just saying, man, you know.
But this ain't by Chance. This is Mustard and Roddy Ricch.
My song of the week is Figure 4 by Sean Price. That song might sound familiar to y'all because it's the motherfucking Frocast theme song.
All right.
That's where the song derived from. Fucking Sean Price. Pete! Giving you nothing but fucking bars for 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Rest in peace, Sean Price. One of the nicest niggas, the brokest rapper alive, as he called himself. You know what I'm saying? A thousandaire. You know what I'm saying? Man, fucking Kimbo Price. Mike Tyson. Man, song of the week, man. Sean Price, man. Y'all go ahead and check these songs out. We'll be right back in a minute.
Botswana, small time little league player Pop Warner. Rock corners with hot blocks that's drug infested. Supply suppliers, my money say thug invested. No disrespect to Duck Down Records. After this go round, a nigga looking for the exit. Peace. Sincerely Pyrex Pot Sean. Cookie cut it and spit it on NarRight.com. The vet earner of stripes, the sket burner. Tears in my eyes when thinking the Hex murder.
What up, Hex?
I don't parlay with the crew, nigga. I don't wallay you the new niggas. Hardcore rap and Mary J. Blige records.
That's right.
The guard gon' snap, I'm waving the 5 Reckless. Sean Price, the best rapper in Brownsville. Don't know me, by the time this song done, you clowns will. Hurt something, nigga. Know what I mean? Fuck out of here. Grown man rap, nigga. I get my son to fuck one of y'all young rappers up. Word to mother. Fuck out of here.
What up, Eli?
Where was I? Oh, yes. Sean Carter is nice, but Sean Price is the best. Sean gone. No Sean Dawn. Sean is a Dawn. I don't wear Sean John. Army suit, blackberry brandy is Long John's. Matching cheese Tim's, you separate weed stems. Weed carrier, bulletproof vest tester. Glock and spray adjuster, left a rock away in Chester. Too old to rap, too young to whack. 10 fingers, 2 hands, my nigga, the guns clap. I don't like niggas no more. 8-figure dreams, nigga, but the figure is 4. These are words from a thousandaire. Selling crack into peas, disguising some housing gear. I fucked up somewhere down the line, but I got my shit in order. The crown is mine. P. P. Fuck it. Fuck out of here. Sean Price, Kimbo Price, Mike Tyson. Go get all that shit, man. And I punched through school buses. P.
I really wanna stay.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now a nigga can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty. All this designer on my body got me drip, drip. Straight up by the objects, I'm a big crip. If I got up on a lean, I'ma sip, sip. I run the wrestle with my queen, like London and Nip. But I got rich on all these niggas, I didn't forget back. I had to go through the struggle, I didn't forget that. I hopped inside of the Maybach and now I can sit back. These bitches know me now, cause I got them big racks. Cause I'm getting money now, I know you heard that. Young nigga on the corner, bitch, I had to serve crack. Uncle fronted me some peas, had to get them birds back. We came up on dirty money, I gave it a bird back. Cut off the rain and I gave my bitch a new coupe. Either you running y'all gang or your suit, woo. Got a New Orleans bitch, him and that pussy voodoo. And I'm that nigga now, who knew? I put the new 4G's on the G. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with the whole team. Now a nigga can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty. I've been waking up to get the money, whoa, whoa. Got a bad bitch ass, tatted, whoa, whoa. Da Vinci to my toes, two twins, I'm fucking them both. I put in new AP, the water like a boat. I was down bad on my dick, what was you niggas at? I know you turned your back on me just to get some racks. I seen you swerve back, cause I'm in the black back. New diamonds on me, fuck a flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that new Bentayga. Tryna get a dojo like a sensei. Rolls Royce umbrellas when I'm in the rain. My business. I got brothers that did the time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it, I live it. Going up, I ain't got no sky limit. I trap into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath. Cause all my niggas got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember hitting them all with a whole team. Now a nigga can't answer calls cause I'm balling. I was waking up getting racks in the morning. I was broke, now I'm rich, these niggas salty.
All right, we back, man. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, I have a keep it 100.
Well, you in the line and you got to pay your transaction.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. That's what happens when niggas be stressing you the fuck out all the time. My keep it 100 is when niggas don't realize how offensive they are when they say shit to people and be wanting to try to play like, oh, that ain't how I meant it, that ain't what I said, and all this other stuff.
100.
On top of that, this nigga here gonna drop in the conversation that you going out of town like you told me before. You know good and damn well we ain't never had that conversation.
I thought I told you.
Yeah. So you told your girlfriend
no.
Who you going on a trip with. But you ain't tell the nigga right here.
I told my girlfriend I'm going on a trip.
Okay, let me make it clear and plain. My keep it 100 is if you're going to do some shit, do some sneaky shit, please be prepared to provide the necessary documents so that your story sound believable. First and foremost, I know this nigga don't plan shit. So how the hell you done going and plan to have a whole trip, a whole weekend out the state, out the time zone? A motherfucker think he finna play me? Oh no, I'm not that one. So you got the wrong person. This nigga talking about something, he going to a game in Baton Rouge for what? What is you going over there for? You can watch that shit on TV. You been watching the shit on TV.
I wanted to go to see.
Okay, you been watching it on TV. You can see that shit anytime.
But an opportunity came up for me to get.
So how did it come up? Your girlfriend got some tickets for you?
Mark got the tickets.
Okay. That, and you're laughing, so you're lying.
No, I'm telling you, man, Mark got the
like
tickets.
Like I said, if you get in somebody's car come Friday evening, you make sure you stay with them for the rest of your life.
What?
Okay, play with it. I put that on.
So what I'm supposed to do? You gonna reimburse my money for my ticket?
I know you ain't paying for shit.
I already paid for my ticket.
Okay. You paid for tickets, you paid for room, you paid for a rental, or whatever kind of mode of transportation y'all on?
We're driving a Mark car.
Okay, but you got to put gas in a nigga car. Yeah. You done had so to pay, so y'all finna lay up in a hotel room together?
We got a room on the low, yeah.
On the low?
Yeah.
Where the room at?
The Marriott.
Okay, so you see.
Oh, no.
So you see. I have to check it out, because I don't believe this shit. I'm talking about you dropped that in the conversation. I asked you if you was going somewhere with me, which I done gave you this date months ago. Yeah, months ago.
Mm-hmm.
S at the end of the TH.
Mm.
And so you telling me, you can say, oh, I say, oh, well, you going with me to the Western? Oh, no, I'll be out of town that weekend. You say that shit like it was smooth. I'll be out of town that weekend. What weekend? The weekend?
Well, I mean,
what, you going to be at work?
No, I'm just going to be there. Like, we leaving Friday night. The game Saturday. Coming back Sunday morning.
That sound like somebody booed up.
Ain't nobody booed
up. It's some more niggas in this car than the two of y'all.
Me and Mark, man. That's what I'm saying.
Like I said, I ain't buying it. But like I said, all I can tell you is this. Oh, you going to get some FaceTimes. Please believe that. Okay. And if you let you not answer the motherfucking phone one time.
Okay. But
one time.
I'm just doing the game. One time. Okay.
I ain't playing with you. You think it's a game, but I ain't playing. Because, see, this is the thing I need y'all to understand. I'm not being ridiculous. I'm not overreacting. This nigga had me to email him an itinerary for a meeting that I was chosen. The people paid for everything. A meeting that I was chosen to attend because he said it was last minute.
I was just playing, though.
But that was after you done got the itinerary. So clearly you had the documentation for you to then say, oh, you was playing.
I was.
Okay. Like I said, playing after the fact.
Like, I was just doing that on purpose that day. I was like, man, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not doing this on purpose because this shit here came out the blue.
I thought you
never planned to be away from me for no whole weekend in your life.
It's just
your
2 days.
Your 18 years of us being together. You ain't never planned a trip. For you to go somewhere. It ain't been the fact. Only time you've been somewhere, somebody died.
No, I went to...
somebody got married.
The Run the Jewels concert. The time I went to...
You was going for 2 days?
Yeah.
I guess. At least I heard about that one before all of this here was going on. This here, you just dropped that in my lap like it was okay. That shit ain't cool.
I thought I told you, though.
You did not. Like I said, you told somebody, but the somebody wasn't me, so that's even more suspicious.
I ain't got nobody else to tell.
Keep it 100, nigga.
Since we keeping it
100.
I'm keeping it 100.
You ain't keeping it 100 because somewhere in there is a lie.
It's nowhere in there is a lie.
Okay, like I said, you going to mess right around and be stuck in Baton Rouge. Find out.
I mean, so if I'm going to the game, I don't understand what the problem is.
It's a whole lot of problem because a nigga can't plan to take me out the door. But you can plan a whole weekend to go to see some football games. So you want me to believe that that's you?
Don't I go to games all the time?
Okay. Games that's in Gainesville, that's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So that's a damn day trip. I could deal with that. Yeah. Even if you was laid up on the other side of town, I could deal with a day, but a motherfucker ain't finna go to sleep and wake up in the arms of somebody and think that shit is cool. That shit ain't cool.
Wake up in the arms of somebody.
You think this shit funny? Do your keep it 100. Because you finna make me mad for real.
Wow. Well, my keep it 100 is, man, I don't know why New Yorkers are all up in arms about this Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching situation.
100.
I mean, ain't that what all niggas from New York do, snitch? Like, every famous snitch I know is from New York. Frank Lucas, Sammy the Bull, goddamn, who else be snitching?
I don't know.
All them niggas that snitch. You think a nigga that snitch, them niggas from New York, man. All the famous snitches from New York. So I understand why these niggas all up in arms, man. Y'all niggas snitch up there. That's what y'all niggas do. Y'all niggas even look like rats, man. Tell me New York
really?
People. Tell me New York people don't look got that little rat look. All New York people got that rat look to them. The white ones, the black ones. They all got a little ratty look to them. Look at Fabulous. He look like a rat.
You know what I'm saying?
He look like a mouse. A lot of New York niggas look like mice. Puff Daddy look like a mouse. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas, they eat something about New York, they even look like rats, bro. Think about it, bro. Think about it. Yes. Somebody you know from New York, they got a rat look to them. Just saying. You know? So that let you know. New Yorkers and rats is just synonymous, man.
It goes together.
Yes. So that's my keep it 100, man. I don't understand why New Yorkers are so up in arms. They breed rats up there. Rats all in the street. It's rats everywhere in New York. And like, people... In the sub, like all y'all look like rats in that city, man. Just like all y'all rats, man. So, yes.
I can't believe you.
Yeah. Well, winners and losers. You got any winners?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear some winners.
Tonight, my winner can't be nobody other than the queen of QVC.
Hey.
Miss Savannah.
Mm.
Winner.
And I just got to say so, because sometimes you just got to celebrate yourself.
Yes, sir.
And I just say that I'm a winner because of the fact that I decided to take my hair destiny into my own hands and go ahead and cut my hair off. And I did leave a little something for the people to play with, you know, for the nigga here to play with. But, you know, I knew I had to do this, although a whole lot of people was telling me things that I shouldn't cut my hair, blah, blah, blah. But when you come to a certain point in your life and you see things are changing, you just got to kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. If it, I mean, it's just hair. If it's meant to grow back, it'll grow back. If it ain't, then my style is pretty hard. I like it. I never would have known how nicely shaved head I had. Like, for real. I always thought that my head was going to be big and weird and had a little fat pocket in the back. And it ended up just fall so perfectly. So, I mean, for me, it took a lot of courage for me to step out there and do this thing. But I'm proud of myself. I'm glad I got some, I mean, I got it off of my back as far as being able to do it. Because I did want to try it at least once to see what it was all about. But like I said, it took a lot of courage to have this nigga next to me act like he was so disgusted when I came home that night.
No, because it was just the other day, the day, like a couple days before that, you had snapped at me about it, and you was like, you know what, just don't talk to me about it no more. And I was like, okay,
yeah, because cool. He's an asshole.
I see this as a touchy subject with you. I was trying to be supportive.
He was not. And he was not. You don't know what being supportive is then.
What you mean?
Nigga, every time I said something to you about my hair, all you kept saying was, it's not that bad. It doesn't look that bad. You're not being patient. You're not letting it grow. Blah, 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 blah. And you shouldn't cut your hair. You're just pulling it. And you're doing this.
I used to tell you, stop pulling at your hair. Stop doing that. And I said, but if cutting is what's going to fix it, I said, well, go ahead and do it. Is what I said.
But everything you said pretty much was negative. And it just blew my... Like, shit, you had time to talk about that. You didn't have time to talk about that damn game.
What you talking about?
This damn Baton Rouge trip you keep saying that you going on that I don't believe is going to happen.
It's just going to the game. I mean, what's the problem?
It's just going to the game. All I know is you better not just leave this city.
So, are you going to reimburse me with money for the ticket?
I'm not reimbursing you anything. Why would I be reimbursing you? I didn't ask you to go and buy no tickets. You ain't asked me that I want to go to the game. Hell, that's something we could have did.
I mean, I didn't know if you were doing that.
Yeah. I'm always want to go to a game with my man. Like, why wouldn't I want to go with you?
I mean, sometimes you don't want to go.
Okay. Yeah. But I didn't even get an invite, so. But, yeah. Maybe next time. My winner is me. None other than your girl, Queen Germ. I cut my hair. Niggas mad. But I'm looking good out here. Done had a whole lot of people tell me how good this haircut look on your girl. So, just want to go ahead and put that out there.
Talk your shit.
Just in case you thought niggas was going to be looking at me strange. Yes. Just in time for homecoming. Get them right.
Talk your shit.
Yes. I need you to know what it is over here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah. My winners, man. I'm going to go with Too Short. I'm becoming a father for the first time at the age of 53.
Winner.
Oh, my God. Too Short ain't had no kids. He made some people flush them babies. You can't make me believe that nobody got pregnant.
Yeah, of course. Hey, boy, Too Short probably paid for a whole bunch of babies to disappear. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because he was out there, back in the days, you know what I'm saying? This man, 53. So, yeah, man. So, shout out to Too Short, man. You're a father, man. Like, just imagine when your baby graduates high school, you're going to be 70-something.
If you make it.
Yeah. College, you're going to be like...
I'm saying, because when you think about it, you done party hard, like, come on, man. Your whole life.
Amen. So, shout out to Too Short.
But I wish you the best now. I wish you the best.
Yes, man. Oh, and I got another winner. My other winner is this young gentleman named...
Winner!
He's a Memphis high school student. His name is Brandon Allen. He accepted the title of Homecoming Royalty wearing a floor-length glittering dress in the middle of the football field. He's the Homecoming Crown. So, as a member of the homecoming court, the White Station High School student earned a small tiara, green sash, and a bouquet of flowers that complemented the off-the-shoulder dress. Allen won the title Friday night during the school's football game. So, shout out to Mr. Brandon Allen, who was looking fabulous out there in his dress and his outfit with his tiara on as he's the homecoming royalty, I guess.
Yeah. Because you can't call him a king or a queen because you don't know which one to tackle with.
And it's his right to run for homecoming court under Title IX. It's the student's choice of who they want to support as homecoming royalty, is what the principal said. So shout out to Mr. Brandon Allen. Here are my winner, man, for slaying it, baby. Slaying it, hunty.
I can't with you because you play
yes. too much. You did that. Did I do it right? Got any losers?
Yeah.
Let me hear your losers.
King Germ.
Loser.
I can't be a loser 2 weeks in a row.
I didn't lose you.
Yes, you did. Week. I was your loser last week.
What did you last week?
You said something about the...
I didn't tell you you was a
loser. Yes, you was, because somebody tweeted like, damn, Queen Germ made King Germ a loser this week. He was laughing about that shit.
And what you was a loser for? Amen. I had to go look at my outline, but... Yeah. You still a loser.
Damn.
Like I said, I'm blowed about this shit. Like, and then it's on top of something else. Like, it's just bad when you think that the person you vow to give the rest of your life to can't even come through for you when you need them the most. Like, you supposed to put all the petty shit aside and be like, baby, I like your hair. That's the first thing I want to hear when I come home, especially from getting my hair cut. I could see if I had a regular ass hairstyle, I probably wouldn't even care. But for you to ignore the fact that I did something that was that courageous, that was so out the box, something that you know that I really was forced to do.
But
for you to not open your mind and say nothing to me, and I had to say, oh, so you gonna act like I didn't get my hair cut on day two because you said nothing to me on day one? That shit was uncalled for.
But I mean, I was just respecting. I ain't wanna. I noticed it because you can't.
If you gonna give me a compliment, I'm gonna accept a compliment regardless of how mad I am or what I said. You know that. It's nothing to talk about.
I didn't want
to
take that chance.
Yeah, but you didn't want to take the chance to tell me that you was going to Baton Rouge until a week before.
I thought I told you that.
You never told me. You never told me you was thinking about going to no damn Baton Rouge for nothing. And so for you to keep secrets, if you don't tell me that you're going to Baton Rouge, what makes me think that you're going to tell me when you say you're going to pick up something that you ain't going to run by your girlfriend's house or to take your new baby a bag of diapers?
New baby. Listen.
How I don't know that's what you're doing.
Because I'm not. Because I'm telling you, like.
Yeah, but you ain't tell me about the Baton Rouge trip. And that's a whole, like I said, what? That's a good 7 hours.
Yeah.
7-8 hours. Time change.
Mm.
Yeah, and you saying the shit like, oh, yeah, because I'm about to do that. No, nigga, you don't understand. That shit is not going to happen if you don't get this right now.
What you mean? I laid it all out.
Yeah. You finna find yourself laid out.
my losers, man. Cowboy fans.
Loser.
Fuck you.
Cowboys, y'all started out 3-0. Y'all started at hooting and hollering. Y'all know how Cowboy fans is. They the loudest, most obnoxious motherfuckers on the planet. Oh, Lord. The bandwagon was, the train was storming up. They were 3-0. They was the people booking damn rooms in Miami. Cowboy fans going crazy. Then they took their motherfucking ass to damn New Orleans. And what happened? Motherfucking Teddy Bridgewater and the New Orleans Saints spanked the Cowboys on some old shut them down shit. So, Cowboy fans, y'all my losers for jumping the boat, jumping the gun, 3-0.
I mean, slow down. That's what you do when you love your team.
Slow down. Y'all still the Cowboys, okay?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna still get farther than y'all.
What?
I said that.
Yeah.
Didn't stutter at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You still an Eagles fan, right?
I've been an Eagle fan. Okay, not going to change.
What all right, and so that type of mentality you got is the same type of mentality a real Cowboy or anybody fan is supposed to have. So don't come talking about no Cowboy fans. We losers. Mm. We lost a game. Mm. But don't get it twisted.
It ain't. It's still it ain't some old. One game. It's how you lost.
Okay, that's fine.
It shut your boy down, Zeke. That's young fine. Zeke, voice of the young people. He got shut down.
All I can tell
Dak,
you is...
Dak, oh, my quarterback, Dak, where was Dak at that night? Nowhere.
You a Jason hater. Witten fumbling. That's all it is.
Zeke fumbling.
People love to hate the Cowboys.
Teddy Bridgewater. Y'all let Teddy Bridgewater beat y'all? Come on,
your
man.
Team ain't shit.
What you mean? When last time your team won Super Bowl?
It don't matter.
When last time my team won Super Bowl? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
It still don't matter. How y'all been a franchise for a long time, and it took you how long to get a Super Bowl?
I mean, we been.
Okay, then. So it don't matter.
It do matter.
It doesn't.
What have you done for me lately?
Well, that's not the kind of relationship we got. You ain't one of them fair weather friend type relationships.
No, ain't no fair weather.
I'm down for the long haul.
I'm talking about
the ups and the downs.
Y'all Cowboy fans be talking shit like y'all niggas didn't want something. It's like y'all got a whole legion of fans and ain't never seen y'all win shit, but be talking shit like they great. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, if you like something, you ride with it. That's just like somebody trying to tell you that you shouldn't be with somebody because, oh, your man can't do this, your girl can't do that. Mm. But if you in love with them, hell, you don't care. You with them for who they are.
I understand.
Right?
That,
so we're going to take the L's like we take the wins. We don't have to simmer down because we out here. Yes, we them boys. We going to be all right. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Mm. Don't worry about it at all. So don't put us on no loser. So basically, I gave you as a loser and you gave me as a loser. Because I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay. Well, see, look how the world works.
I'm going to say don't put God in it.
Look how the world works.
Yeah.
And my other loser is this Miami Dolphin fan that was charged $724 for two beers at the stadium.
Loser.
They say a vendor at the Miami Dolphin Stadium was arrested Sunday after charging an unsuspecting fan $724 for two beers, police said. Nathan Collier, you're my loser, 33, who was selling beer. He was selling beer. He was a finesser. He was selling beer at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, completed a fan's purchase with a personal card reader and not with the device vendors at the stadium are supposed to use, the Miami Herald reported. So this nigga out there with his own little thing. Oh, my God. A short time later, the fan received an alert from his bank notifying him of the costly charge to his card. The paper reported it's also displayed the vendor's name. Two beers at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami should have cost him $19, ended up costing him $7.24. So Collier was taken in custody, and he had a Square credit card reader in his possession. So, yeah, Mr. Collier, man, you shouldn't have went so high. You could have got away with it if it was just like $20, man. You could have been making all that money yourself. And just the slow haul, you want to go in there and take $700. Like $700. Like a
nigga. And my thing is, half the niggas, shit, you would have played on my card, give or take the right damn day of the month. You would have got a declined transaction. Yeah. So I don't even see how you thought that was appropriate for you to do that to nobody.
Mm. I guess he's shooting a shot. He said, shit, let's see what it sticks, boy. Let's see what sticks. So, yeah, man. So those are my losers. It's that time of the show.
That everybody is waiting for. Tell them what it is.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. Yeah. See, nigga, he can't stand the fact that I do this for real. Like my baby C.
Oh, man, this shit hilarious to me. But my shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Stacks, MJ Money9S, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Jay Williams, Dr. Brasem, everybody, Dr. Brasem Network, that's that motherfucker, Dr. Cam, that disrespectful motherfucker, MJ, and that ashy-ass, truck-driving-ass nigga, K-Law. Don't forget to go check out the drabrasive.com. Check out our fam over there. Also, we got the good brother, 12 Kyle, 12 Kyle Podcast. Don't forget to go check him out. Go check Mr. 12 Kyle out. The good brother, shout out to him. And I seen South Carolina State got that work last week. And when y'all see them Aggies, you know what it's going to be, man. You know what it's going to be, 12 Kyle, man. Y'all don't want this smoke. Y'all don't want this smoke. Like, you know, we trying to go ahead and take the lead in the series overall. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been eating too long up there. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Sleazy, Filthy. Who else we got?
Papa Dash,
Daughter Dash. Anybody that fuck with us over at that site. And anybody else that fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, shout out to y'all. Man, another great show in the books, man. Rate your show. Rate your show.
I would say I had a 9.1 tonight.
9.1.
Yeah, 9.1 because I was hitting on all cylinders. I mean, you know, always room for improvement. But okay. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the flow and the transition, how we move through everything. So it was good to me.
Okay. I match your 9.1. I match mm-hmm. you one. So I feel like, you know, like I said, the energy was there. You know what I'm saying? You know, you faked like you was mad about me going on this trip. So that was really
good. You're not going.
I mean, we'll talk about that once we start rolling. Yeah. But, you know, so I say 9.1 also. Well, guys, another episode in the books. Episode
373. It's 373.
Yeah.
Paid on the cash, 3.
Yeah, man. Don't forget, leave us a comment, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff on any podcast reader. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Call that, leave a voicemail. Leave us a drop. We'll play it. Don't forget about the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? If you join for a little as a dollar, get shouted out on the shows, get back behind the scenes content, get the forecast a day early. So, you know, you can have your Friday free up to do something else. You know what I'm saying? Or you can just listen to the forecast again on Friday when it drops. And that's about it, man.
What? It's your boy King
Jr. Hey, man, I was gonna sign off.
Okay, were you looking over?
I was just thinking if I had any more drops to do.
This lady jammed me up the thing when
I
did.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's why I was looking like, wow, you bruised up. I was like, yo, is Queen Germ over here shooting up? I thought Queen Germ was on on that horse.
I can't get on no dope. Shit, not the way my veins operate.
Jesus Christ.
But I had an amateur trying to teach me, allowed this lady to take my blood today that I knew this heifer shouldn't have done it.
I don't like them.
And I let her go ahead and do it. And she bruised me up good. That thing was bubbling up a little bit. But
a hematoma.
It done got
flooded. You had a hematoma.
We good. We good over here.
But yeah, man. So, well, signing off, man. I got to go check on my baby, man. She over here bruised up. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com